Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God for the day of the day that God has made once again, and we are live bringing the greatest news. It's about God. Today is a day in America that we want to thank God for allowing us to yet be in the place where we are right now, because today is a great day. We remember 10 years ago, we had a great tragedy happen to America. But I want to say that we kept the faith, and we're keeping the faith because we know that God can keep us. You know, there's much to be said, much to be done to those who want to, can, and really want to. But I will say this to you. Today is the day where that I have given the time where we can do what we need to do. God is so awesome. He loves us. He wants us to know that he is who he says he is. Can you trust him? Yes, I can. I can trust God. I want to give you something what the Bible tells me. See, Jesus said, look unto me. Look unto me, Jesus said, the author and the finisher of your faith. If we look unto him, he will get us ready. He will get us right. All we have to do is say, Lord, I'm ready. America, I want to get a prayer. I was asking for the prayer warriors. And I know sometimes it's hard to get some people to understand what we are doing, but to God be the glory. Father, we thank you this day for everything you've done for us. And we declare and decree that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for what you're doing for us, through us, and by us. Keep us, Father. Keep us ready. Ready to be able to stand in this hour. Teach us to humble ourselves that you might exalt us. Teach us to forgive those that don't love us, who hate us because of our color, because of our culture. Teach us this day, O God. I'm asking you through Jesus Christ's name that we will bind together the cords of love, that you will show us what needs to be done. I thank you, Father. It's all about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the one, Father. And I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you all the glory because you're the only one. You're the only one that can do it. And I love you for it. I thank you in Jesus' name. 9-11-113, God bless you. Amen. Amen. I have a young man on the radio with me. David Allen, are you there?
Yes. Brother Willie, yes.
Well, we got 2 hours to be on the radio. Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's get started. Go ahead. I bless it. I want you to do what you have to do. Go ahead.
Well, I'm out here for the third year in a row at the Richland Courthouse.
Yes.
Southwest of Houston, Texas. We're blessed today to be here for a noon prayer meeting. There's a whole 15 people here gathered around a sign. It's a sign of the American flag, and it says in the emblazoned in there, "Cry out, America," Joel 1:14. So we're gathered around under the shade tree here in front of the courthouse. You know, prophetically, this courthouse was a ramshackle. The last 2 years we were here, it was just falling into disrepair. Like our court system in the world, it's just you're kind of making bad decisions, run down, seedy, dirty. Well, this building's been completely renovated. It's still got the fence around it, and the generator's still running, and they're inside. It's got new windows and new bricks, and everything's polished and scrubbed, and all the old stains are gone. So the courthouse has been renewed. I just a picture to me this morning as we gather that's
great,
what God is about. He is about restoration. He's about restoring it back the way it's supposed to be. We're in a Jubilee restoration year right now. 50 years ago, America was restored from segregation. One brave man, Martin Luther King, and his faithfulness, God used that to open the eyes of America and to bring down all the crazy laws that stood in opposition to God's principles of freedom and equality. And so, but God used the faith of one man, and today there's many men and many women all around America that we stand today in remembrance, and we're standing here together. There's a fellowship going on here. We're getting ready to start here, and we're going to have some hymns and some ceremony here. But,
go right
ahead.
It's your own air. Go right ahead. It's your own air. Go ahead.
Well, now, I'm not the leader here. I am the participant. I am the shofar. I'm the trumpet sounder. So bear with me as things develop here.
Okay.
The sign is up. We're on the corner of a busy street here. We've got Pastor Sanusi here from the Redeemed Christian Church in Houston.
Really?
And Mary Cook is here from, she's everywhere. She's a prayer warrior, often involved in a conservative action. She just is someone who jumps in there and takes action in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that's Mother,
well,
Mother Busy is gathered around.
Amen. Okay, God bless.
We're in an exciting time. We're in an exciting time. The most exciting time of my life is 59 years. And I think the most wonderful time in really the history of this nation is we are a fallen nation in a fallen world. Our Supreme Court has upheld abortion and perversion. And the darkness over our land, the fear that God's people are in right now is great. And yet God uses times like these. God waits until it's impossible. He waits until your back is to the mountains and the chariots are coming and the Red Sea is in front of you. He waits to the moment that's impossible. He waits until there's only 300 men in the valley with a countless enemy. And he waits until there's just a shepherd boy shepherding the nation of Israel from a giant. And then he acts, because that's what glorifies his name the very most. That's what glorifies him the very most. And he will be glorified. That stinking enemy, you know, Christ died on that cross 2,000 years ago. And that stinking enemy beat his chest and hollered victory. And they put Jesus' dead body in a tomb and laid it there until the first day. And on the first day, Jesus rose. And because he rose, because he lives, because he reigns today, we can face tomorrow. Praise God. Brother Willie, I'm going to put this phone down now, and when we get ready to do something, I'll pick it back up and jump in again. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Very well.
In the meantime, we just give God the glory, give God the praise. We thank God for the things that God has done for us. And, you know, one of the things, the greatest word, I believe, reading a book of that Spirit codes, the code of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about it. Amen.
And should that be about our enemies? A ragtag, hate-filled, demon-driven people who destroy themselves to destroy others and give them no glory. Now, in the moment, should that be about the heroes? The firemen, the policemen, the steel workers, the soldiers, or office workers who pull out strangers? Heroes are found every day in dire circumstances. Now, in the moment, should that be about religion? Who prays or who doesn't? Who prays the focus or who shows up? 9/11 should be about what we heard from God that day. What he meant by it. What he expected us to do. What did you hear in your spirit? I heard America repent and return to peace. Lord, we open this and glory to your name. Praise be to the Lord God Almighty. You are Lord over the nation. You are Lord over the events in our nation.
You are
God. You never slumber, God. And your hand is upon us. Bless us, Lord. And we praise you. We take this day on 9/11. Come before you and cry out to you, Lord. We have sinned and we have offended you. Have mercy on us, Lord. You are God. And forgive us for our sins. Send your spirit to awaken your people. Send your spirit to save those that are still in black. Send your spirit to lead our leaders to your righteousness. Let your righteousness by your Holy Spirit be over our land.
Before thy people, Israel, and gather thee to the
seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. And it was therein, and I've built a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. If when evil coming upon us, as the first country of the church of Paris, the sight upon this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and myself, whom thou wouldest not let Israel be vain, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, not hungry toward us, to come up out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against the kindred something that cometh against us. Not know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon the Azir, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Israel, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "What is he on Judah? All Americans, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, ye that dwelleth in Gibeon, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they came up by the and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord your God.
Yes,
with
yes,
all yes. People of God, Americans,
yes.
And Jerusalem.
Oh.
Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, as we are here today. And the Levites of the children of Jehoiakim and all the children of Jehoiakim stood out to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high.
Yes.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, the worshipper stood and said, hear me, O Judah, hear me, O Americans, and ye inhabitants of Egypt, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before array and to say praise to the Lord, for his blessing endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambush against them. Children of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh, which will come against the worshippers, against Judah, against Americans, against the people of Egypt, and then we are all sleeping. Verse 23. But the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Manasseh, partly to slay and destroy them.
Thank you, Lord.
And when they have made an end of the inhabitants of Manasseh, everyone had to destroy another.
Oh.
Verse 34. And when Judah came to
God, whatsoever is God, which is Glory,
Praise the living God. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
When did you know that?
Greetings on your body.
The arc remained in Kiryat Jearim for a long time, 20 years in all. During that time, all Israel mourned because it seemed the Lord had abandoned them. And then Samuel said to all the people of Israel, if you are really serious about wanting to return to the Lord, get rid of your foreign gods and your images of Asherah. Determine to obey only the Lord, and he will rescue you from the Philistines. So the Israelites got rid of their images of Baal and Asherah and worshipped only the Lord. Then Samuel told them, gather all of Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered at Mizpah, and in great company drew water from the well and poured it out before the Lord. They also went without food all day and confessed that they had sinned against the Lord. It was at Mizpah that Samuel became Israel's judge. When the Philistine rulers heard that Israel had gathered at Mizpah, they mobilized their army in advance. The Israelites were badly frightened when they learned that the Philistines were approaching. Don't stop pleading with the Lord our God to save us from the Philistines, they begged Samuel. So Samuel took a young lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering. He pleaded with the Lord to help Israel, and the Lord answered. Just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived to attack Israel. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder from heaven that day.
Oh.
And the Philistines were thrown into such confusion that the Israelites defeated them. The men of Israel chased them from Mizpah to the place below Bethkar, slaughtering them all along the way. Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshana. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help, for he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued and didn't invade Israel again for some time. And throughout Samuel's life, the Lord's powerful hand was raised against the Philistines. The Israelite villages near Ekron and Gath that the Philistines had captured were restored to Israel, along with the rest of the territory that the Philistines had taken. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites in those days. Oh, I'm sorry, I went too far.
Okay. That's the duration of peace. You would have missed that if you had.
Revival is heavy on my heart. Revival has been heavy on the hearts of many in our community, Father. We cry out to you in the name of Jesus for revival to come to America.
Jesus. Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
Upon all the
Almighty God will thunder on all the hosts in this land. Almighty God will thunder. Thunder, Father. He thunders, Father. The Lord of thunder is in this reading. The Father is one. The Son of God thundered in the sky. And the Israel's enemies were defeated because of the Son of God.
I'll put them on mute. Can you have a word to say?
I can hardly hear them. I can't hardly understand them, but I know there's excitement.
Yes, 9/11. We're coming out of Washington, Sugarland, and California. How you doing, Doctor? How you doing?
I'm wonderful, brother. I'm waiting on the miraculous hand of God to do something that I know He's gonna do for me.
Amen. Amen. Well, while I got them on hold, for just a few minutes, and I want you to have something to say to the audience that is around the world, whatever. Well, I'm going to just say this for you. Father, he needs a blessing, a monetary blessing. I pray that you will bless him bountifully in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Bless him, Father. He needs it. Those in the same position, faith moves. His faith is moving. He's standing firm. I ask you to keep him in blessing through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, what's the subject matter? So I won't be off mark.
No. It's a 9/11/13. Anybody can say what they need to say.
Okay. Well, all right.
You want to call back in 30 minutes? You want to call back in 30 minutes?
Because I got a 1 o'clock appointment. I'm going to call back at 1:30.
Okay, that's good. God bless you.
Okay, 1:30. Okay, all right.
1:30. Okay, God bless
you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we look to you for the salvation of the lost people all over the world, but in this country, Lord, it is your will that not any should perish, Father. And we know that there is confusion in this world, blinding the eyes of those who are unsaved. So, Father, we thank you that your grace and your mercy is upon this nation. We thank you, Father, that Jesus has said, and it is written, that even if there is 99 in the sheep pen, will I not go out and look for the one who is lost? Father, I know you are sending us and others out to seek those out who are lost and to bring them into the sheep pen, Father, to the house of the living God. Father, I thank you that you, your gospel is a gospel of good news to those who are perishing daily. So, Father, it is drawing people in. Drawing people to your salvation, your wholeness. And I thank you, Father, that you're adding to the numbers daily. Today, in this nation, today, we call those numbers increasing. We call them growing. We call them multiplying.
Yes, Lord, yes,
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I depend, it only comes from you. To depend on you. Learn to give the desires of our lives. Thank God, my Lord. Because willing to accept your forgiveness. We must be willing to give them up. So Lord, we pray. We will be willing not only to live at your feet, but to let your spirit come. Guide our lives. You give us direction. You know the next step in our lives. We pray. As we move out to our families, every family has these areas of their concern. Whether it be in some immorality, or sickness in the family, and the falling back, each of the families, we represented here on this program, nationwide, people would realize family is the core. All the things that need to be fixed were in the family. Pray you press that upon the hearts. That you press on the pulse what needs to happen. It must be you. That comes in to fix these things. It must be you. One and two are better. Thank you for being here. You're touching each heart, opening our eyes, and helping us to see the next step that we should take. I pray for the pastors of the churches, that they be what you would have them to be. Lord, inspire our pastors, Lord. Be it our pastors throughout the world, Lord. And you take over the pastors' hearts. They all depend on you. Praise you, Father.
Jesus Christ. Replace the grief of all these years of abortion.
all these lost children. The love and grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Restore all. Restore all. We are. Every heart that doesn't know you, please come into those hearts, Lord. Every heart that doesn't have you, Lord, to show your will and your way to your lives. Thank you, Father. Help us, Lord, to put on the armor, to go out. All this in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Speech in Washington, the Have a Dream speech. So it happened 50 years ago, so I cannot but believe that we're in the Jubilee time right now. And we're in it right now. I mean, in it. We're in it. Serve the mighty God. Yom Kippur starts sunset on Friday. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God bless, God bless. God bless, God bless. Brother Willie.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hang up for a minute, and then I'll be back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Why you
Hello?
Hey, brother.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. All right. Well, God bless you. You got a word to say to the people today?
Well, praise the Lord. Good afternoon. How is the world treating all the lovely people I know as well? I am just blessed of God to be able to say things to others who love Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to say that we're living in a time that where the words of our mouths are extremely important. That God
Amen.
Now is honoring the faith that people have as they stretch their faith with what they say.
Amen.
In the scripture, the word of God comes to me in the book of Isaiah when he says that that the words that come out of his mouth, they will not return void.
They
will accomplish what they say.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit reminded me one day that those are the words that comes out of Jesus' mouth. And as he has released words to us, specifically for us, the one thing that he challenged me with one day, he asked me one day, he said, is the ground fertile enough for my seed to manifest?
My Lord.
And I had to answer the Holy Spirit. I said, well, I'm getting there. And what the Holy Spirit has said to me is that my word is rich and fertile, but it
needs a fertile
ground to be planted in. My word will always come to pass exactly what I said, but I have no time limit on my word because I'm living in eternity. So as soon as you are prepared to receive what I'm saying to you and receive what I have for you, as soon as you are ready, it'll come to pass.
Amen. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said it will not return void. It will not return him void. So time is not an essence with God. Maturity is an essence with God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the living God. Oh, glory. Amen. Well, you know, the thing we have to reach out and tell the people to the best of our ability and tell them what the Lord has said. His word
will not return. No,
Lord Jesus. Because
he's
going to
work with you. Huh? Yes.
He's going to work with us. Say it.
He's going to work with us. He's going to labor with us until our hearts, our spirit, and the renewing of our minds all come in sync. And when they all come in sync with each other, bam, God's word will come to pass.
Amen. That's the thing that God wants us to do, you know. And Pastor Gentry, the one thing I'll say to this international radio station, we're not here to be pumped up. We're here to please God.
Yes.
The more we send God his word, we've had 2 or 3 people get saved, get filled with the Holy Ghost by listening to us and talk with us. This is what God requires. When the believer trusts in his word and send it back to him. You said in your word, in John chapter 1, verse 1, you said in your word, John chapter 12, you said in your word, John 17, 1. You just keep giving that word back constantly. And I noticed that the more we pursue it, whatever it is we desire, the more we pursue it in prayer consistently, it keeps God aware of Oh, they're real. See, if I permit me to say it this way, I've had a many people that I said, God is not a physical God. He is a super spiritual person. But he speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And so my wife asked a question. She says, why did Jesus Christ come to the earth? And a lot of us say, well, he came to the earth that we can be saved. She said, no. She says, you're not thinking. So I said, I said, help us out. And she told us that it was so simple. She said, God came to the earth that he might introduce man to him. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And when you see him, you'll want him.
Yes. And Adam was not allowed to see what those before us said and talked about. But the prophecies are there. And that's been, every now and then I always put that on my mind. I said, thank the Lord for my other head. Sometimes you have it, but you ain't attached to it. It's like there are many people that need to be at your church, but they don't come. There are a lot of people who want to be at your church, can't be at your church. There are a lot of people who don't care. See, people just, we got to. I'm saying to the nation, to the people, to us as a body of Christ, our time has come. And I like the way you put it on. His word will not return them void. Now, here I am.
Can't.
I like that. Here I am. 3 years ago, the enemy attacked me. I had a stroke. 90% of my body. But God. Kept praying. I'm healed. God, you're going to do it. And here I am now. I'm up walking. I got a computer running. My God. I got a radio station. I got, praise God. Well, it ain't matter, God. I got cell phone. Praise God. I got my camera for the radio, for the television station. But if you tell people, they say, well, that's easy. No, it's not. Satan don't want you to have nothing without a price that he wants you to pay. Satan will hook you and crook you to keep you from going to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ so he can take you. But I will say this, as brother has said, as a pastor has said, his word will not return to him void. It can't. And I like to say that it can't. It can't.
It cannot.
Now, see, that's
and he's not caught up with what time, and he's not caught up when it comes to pass because he's already living in eternity.
My God. Woo! We got to have you on the radio where you can do the teaching, and I want you to know this. I want you on there, whatever date that you can be on there. We want to give God the glory. We want to love God and thank God. Amen. What's the thought for the day? Amen. What's the thought for the day?
Watch what comes out of your mouth.
Oh.
You will have what you say.
Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? Wow. See, Pastor Gentry, there are people. We have 40,000 people that listen to us, but they won't call in. But they listen to us. I said, well, perhaps maybe one day, when I go out there deep sea fishing, they will come. Maybe some people just will sit and see, well, what is Patrick Jensen doing? They just want to know what he's doing. They find you say, well, somebody got healed the other day at his church. Man, somebody got filled with the Holy Ghost and start dancing over the church. Man, we had 27 people join. No, man, it was 137. What? Man, I need to get over there and see what's going on. We keep invoking the truth of God's word unto unbelievers, and they will see it, and they will come. Jesus had a many ones that come in. You know the will as, you know the word as well as I do, brother. But that's one thing I will say that kept my attention as I was reading Luke chapter 22, verses 29 and 30. I was doing some teaching about the kingdom. And I noticed Jesus said, he says, listen, he said, just as my Father gave me a kingdom, I'm going to give you a kingdom that you might sit at my table and that you might judge the 12 tribes of Israel. I said, oh, my Lord, he's going to do that for us, yes. Now, that's God's word being put out there. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I thank God for everything that you said. Our time is about 2 or 3 minutes, and I thank God for you. And you have a prayer, would you like to leave for the people?
I'm sorry, you said what now?
I said, would you like to have a prayer lead to the people?
Yeah, let's pray.
Okay.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and glory. We magnify your name, God, above every name that we can say, we can hear, every person that we see. There's no person, there's no organism, there's no organization that's worthy of the praise that is due to you. So, God, I thank you right now, God, that we repent today, God, that we subconsciously so often put things before you. But, God, I thank you now that we put you first. We put you first on our heart, our minds, and our confessions. So, God,
yes,
Lord, teach us how to never let our expressions rule out the fact of our confessions to you.
Yes.
So, God, I praise you right now in the name of Jesus for everybody that's listening, Father, that we will speak your word and expect your word to come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And I want to say this to you. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you. And I'll be talking back with you, okay? God bless you, Brother Jim.
All right. God bless.
God bless. You know, today has been a good day. The enemy has played a dirty game to some of the believers. But I want to continue to encourage you. What God has for you, it's according to you. Asking God, one thing, will you forgive me? My sins I have done. Will you let me come close to you? He will do it. God will allow it to happen. Jesus sat waiting, his arms wide open. Welcome home, my son, welcome home. He loves us. I know he loves me. And I want to tell you this. With God, everything is possible. You just heard the man of God say, God's word cannot return back to him. Boy, it won't. It can't. It shall not. Know where to put it. God's word, it is an eternity. And can you believe that we're going to be with God in eternity? We're going to be able to, Lord have mercy. I just say thank you, Lord, because that day will come. But I got many more I want to try to get in. In California, I love you. In New Mexico, I love you. In Oklahoma, I love you. South and North Dakota, I love you. In Idaho, I love you. Wisconsin, I love you. New York, I love you. Florida, I love you. Georgia, I love you. Louisiana, I love you. Oklahoma, I love you. Tennessee, I love you. North and South Carolina, I love you. New Jersey, I love you. Texas, I love you. I pray mightily for the Father in the name of Jesus Christ that his will be done in this hour. That we who say we know that we know and believe what he has done for us and through us, we will rise up and join arms together and declare, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. And there is no God like our God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he is still God. When God said, let there be light, there was light. When God parted the darkness from the, he did it, it was God. When he put a boundary on the seas, he did it. God put a boundary on the water, he did. God made the rivers, he did. He made the seas, he did. When God created the universe, he did. When God put the hills and valleys and shapes and forms, he was God. Hallelujah. But think about it, how he came back and said, let us make man in our image. Let him look like us and likeness. Nothing but some dirt was formed, but God, an architect, breathed, and man became a living soul. But he had a counterpart that was against him. But God had a plan. What if this man I created to, who doesn't have the full entitlements I want to have, but someone stepped up and said in kingdom, back in the hour, he said, I'll go down, Father, and I'll deliver that man. I will even give my life for you. Jesus gave his life. Psalm 22, he did that. Prepare me a body. Wow. God prepared a body for him. Yes, he did. He's God. God can do anything. God can put money in my hands. I believe it. God can put healing in me. I believe it. All I'm saying, he would love. I love you. I thank God for you. Until the next time, God bless you.
I'm